Hey everybody, it's your girl Sierra, CEO and founder of Milestone Moms. I am back with another podcast. Whoop, whoop. Today we're going to do a questionnaire, I guess, in that matter. I have our COO of Milestone Moms, Miss D, formerly known on Instagram as XO Tink. We're at the park again, guys, with the kids. But we're going to do a questionnaire just so we can get to, I guess, know one another. So you guys can kind of know us. But I'll go ahead and let Miss D introduce herself.
Hi, everybody. I'm D. Nothing too special. I'm a mom. I'm a wife. And a student. Full-time employee. I'm everything, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. I got Miss Gigi Adub with us again, back on another podcast.
Hey guys.
And she's gonna introduce herself because she didn't do it on the last one.
Well, I'm Gigi. Hi, Gigi. I'm a single mother of two. I am currently enrolling in barber college. I also cut hair. I do makeup. I do hair. I write. I'm also an inspirational speaker. Kid check.
You babysit too?
I babysit. You know, Gigi little kids. I literally have everyone's kids. I discipline everyone's kids in a loving way. And yeah. I'm 25. I'll be 26 next month. And I'm a domestic violence survivor. If you guys ever need to talk about that or need a gateway or whatever the case may be, my door is always open and my phone, I do always answer my phone.
Sometimes. Maybe it's just me. But okay, we'll move on. Okay, so I kind of wanted to ask you guys some questions. I don't know if Dee mentioned, Dee has four beautiful kids and looks like a toothpick. No shade and no hate this way. But Dee.
Four kids where?
But Dee, how would you say you manage having four kids, going to school, being a wife, working full time?
I drink a lot of wine.
Is that what gets you through the week?
Yeah. But no, I have a good support system. I have a lot of family, you guys, my cousins, siblings for the most part, and my husband. I have a lot of support that gets me through the week, even on the hardest days.
Gigi, now you mentioned that you're a single mother of two. How do you make it to where you are not drowning in stress with your kids?
As I mentioned before, I write, so when I'm really overwhelmed, I tend to jot things down, and then, you know, it's that way, it's out of my head. It becomes a poem later whenever I get back to it. But I generally call my cousins. I cry to my cousins if I need to. I don't really like crying in front of people, but I do in front of them. I have my mother and my father, who support me to an extent. And I'll just leave that out there for y'all to pick up and jot down what y'all take from that. But yeah, and I use music as my escape. I literally will get lost in music. And I use that as my escape. I would get in my car if I got gas to drive. I'll just hop on the freeway, ride and listen to music. Or I just, ride, listen to music, and end up at one of my cousins' house. Hey, now you got some wine. I need a glass. Thanks. Definitely got to have a wine.
I feel for myself, the best way for me to deal juggling with everything is keeping my head above water. This year, I feel like everybody was attacking me, coming for me, and God himself put his wings around me and shielded me to where I wasn't taken down by the devil. I had a lot of trials and tribulations, a lot of lessons learned this year. But juggling everything for me is having that support system. At times when me and my husband are beefing, I don't feel like I have that backbone. So my mother is my backbone. But when mom isn't the backbone, of course, it's going to be my husband. But most importantly, my cousins. We may fight, we may argue, scream, holler. But when they call up about that wine, honey, I'm coming. I'm coming, and I'm coming with Uncle Carlo. Carlo Rossi, y'all. I'm coming. D bought some nasty California rosé. I hope she never buys that again. Auntie Capriccio. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Cousin Jose.
Quavo. Occasionally Uncle Paul. Uncle Paul.
Depending if I'm making...
Sangria.
Yeah, if I'm making sangria. But
that's
really...
That's our first cousin. You know.
Twice removed. But I would really have to say, looking at my children make me keep going every day.
Definitely.
It definitely does. Kids motivate us. They put us in a mind space that at the end of the day, we know we can't give up because they looking up to us. They watching us. They watch our every move.
And not only that, our kids rely on us. So if we give up and don't have nobody to go to, then our kids feel like, okay, mommy gave up, so giving up is okay. Like, not even fun being funny. I grew up watching my mother hold down 3 full-time jobs. And then come home to 3 different kids with 3 different personalities. And as a mom, we all know, you know, different kids with different personalities is hella different jobs. Am I right or wrong, D? Okay? Because, baby, listen. If my daughter is not the little me and the adult me times 10 in one person, child, please.
My mother, when I was growing up, her and my father were married. She raised 5 kids, and he was in the house. And I remember her getting us back and forth to soccer here. We all were in soccer. My sister Donna was in track and volleyball. That was one way. Keisha and Diane was in cheerleading. That was another way. Keith was in football and basketball. That was another way. And I was in modeling.
And basketball.
And that was another way. And Girl Scouts. Let's forget. She done put us all in Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, and everything else.
I just want y'all to know I personally love them Girl Scout cookies.
But I watched her do it, and she never once gave up. She went on third shift, even when he didn't want to. And as a husband, I feel like you're supposed to sacrifice. You're the one that's supposed to make the most sacrifice. But in the circumstances, you know, the women always make the sacrifices, because we'll be damned if our kids ever be without.
Hello,
so
somebody.
That mom, I really look up to my mom. I'm trying to think of another question. D, what are you going to school to be?
I'm getting my bachelor's in health administration with a certification in long-term care.
And Gigi, you mentioned that you were going to barber school.
Yes. So if your child or yourself ever needs a haircut, I'm trying to be the coldest female barber out here. Okay? I'm trying to be that female in the male-dominated field to crush it.
And as we all know, I graduate next month. I will have my degree in criminal justice. And I plan to go to law school to become a state prosecutor. However, that's looking a little shabby, and I'm kind of looking at other things, but my goal is to be a state prosecutor.
Like massage therapy.
No, I don't want to do massage therapy. No, ma'am. What made you want to be a part of Milestone Moms?
I was bullied into it. No, but it was support in my family. You needed the support. You needed people around you to push you on days when you were ready to quit and throw it all away. And I feel like I was that person to say, you know what, enough with your shenanigans. We're going to keep this moving, even if it's just the two of us doing it by ourselves. And then it became a group, and then it became a board, and then it became success.
Yes. That it has. It has been stressful, long ride. Blood, sweat, and tears, like I mentioned in the last podcast. It has been blood, sweat, and tears. Dee, what would you say? What's the hardest thing you ever had to go through being a mom?
Honestly, I think the hardest thing I went through as a mom was losing my mother.
While maintaining being a mom?
While trying to still be a mom. My mother was my kid's mother, too. She was everybody's mother. Whoever came, she took everybody in.
She sure did.
And when I lost her, I lost me. I didn't know how to parent. I didn't know what to do without my mother. And it was hard because I was like, I always modeled my life after her. But when she was gone, I feel like I had no role model to follow.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I was learning to be a parent, a mother, all over again. Like, I feel like I was having my first child all over again, trying to figure out parenthood on my own. Even though I had support, my mother was my best friend. Anyone that knows me knows that we were freaking frat to the end.
That was your shopping buddy.
To lose her, it was, I really lost myself. And it took me a while to find my footing and find how to be a mother without the support that I have.
So, behind losing your mom, and you said that you lost yourself, how did you find yourself again?
A lot of blood, sweat, and tears. I mean that in a literal sense. I cried a lot. I struggled a lot. I yelled a lot. And my kids got me through it, because no matter how angry I was at the world, they didn't get angry at me for being angry at them. And although they didn't understand where my anger stemmed from, all they knew is they loved me. And them loving me helped me love me again for the woman I was becoming. I was no longer just somebody's daughter. I had to stand on my own and create an identity of just being somebody's wife and somebody's mother.
That was powerful, y'all. So anybody that has lost their mom and lost herself while trying to process and grieve, I hope this helps somebody, because I personally couldn't imagine. I was there through it all when she lost her mom. So, not going to get teary-eyed, because she didn't get teary-eyed, so I shouldn't get teary-eyed.
Y'all know I'm a punk.
But,
I'm
but I really, really, really hope that that helps somebody. Gigi, what made you join Milestone Moms? What made you join Milestone Moms? You was about to cry.
I was. I ain't going to lie. Only because my mom is sick, and she's, you know, yeah. We're not going to talk about that, because I will cry these lashes off. But I joined Milestone Moms because of my cousin and what motherhood meant to me. Like I said, I grew up watching my mother hold down 3 full-time jobs, come home to 3 kids. Like, not, I bullshit y'all not, excuse my language, but I grew up countless days where my mother would be like, okay, y'all gonna have hot dogs this night. Y'all gonna have noodles this night. Y'all gonna have TV dinners this night. You know what I'm saying? Like, and not even being funny, it's been times where, and my cousins can attest to this, and they have seen, it's been times where, like, I would cook dinner, whatever I have in my house, and make sure my kids eat. And I'll eat whatever's left. If there's something left, if not, I'll just go to sleep or drink some water and go to sleep. Now, my cousins went off on me, you know, countless times for not eating. But I had to make sure my kids were good. And I'm one of those people, like, not just my kids. I will go without so somebody else can have. And that's not a problem for me. So, you know, being a part of, like, when it was presented to me, you know, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm here for it. You know what I'm saying? And watching my mom, I feel like, because my mom was my Wonder Woman. She is my, you know what I'm saying, my superwoman, or whatever the case may be. So I personally feel like it's only right for me to be that for my kids. And it's only right to set, to be a part of a group, to set the standard for other moms or for, you know, daughters to look up to. You know what I'm saying? No mom is perfect. The Bible says no man is perfect, no, not one. So, but in your child's eyes, you are perfect.
Yeah. No matter
so
what you do.
You can be down to your last penny, okay? And they ain't got no penny candy stores up north. They got them down south. You can be down to your last penny, and your kids gonna still think mommy got it. Little do your kids know you crying and broken down on the inside. You know what I'm saying? But to see your kids smile and say, that's my mommy, that's what make it worth it. You know, like, my kids
don't... Being able to be around other moms to help them know that they can
exactly.
make it.
Exactly. Like I said, like, you know, not to put all my business out there all at once, but my kid's father was my abuser. I was abused by him for 4.5 years. My kids never knew it. You know what I'm saying? I always smiled through it all. And everybody could say, oh, well, that's fake or whatever. But, I mean, everybody got skeletons in their closet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I made it out alive, me and my kids. So for women to be like, oh, well, I can't leave him, this, and third. Who said you can't? Oh, well, that's my husband, okay?
Right. That's understandable. And I just want somebody to take that, everything that Miss Gigi said, to help you. If you ever feeling low, you feel like your best isn't enough, it is. You are enough.
You are enough.
You are beautiful. You are strong. You are courageous.
And I wish, and no lie, I wish somebody would have told me that when I was going through. Like, I wish I had, you know, like, I'm not going to beat it in you. Like, oh, you have to leave homeboy or this, and third. You know what I'm saying? Because no woman is going to leave until they're good and ready or until they're tired. You know what I'm saying? But when I was going through, I felt ashamed. I ain't going to lie. I lost myself completely. Because I didn't feel pretty anymore. I still have moments in my life where I don't feel pretty. And my cousins can attest to that. That's when my depression and my anxiety kick in. But then I got to realize I survived. My kids are here. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no, nobody can tell you what you're not.
That's
nobody
true.
Can tell you, you know, who you are. Because even though you lose yourself, whether you believe it or not or know it or not, you still in there.
You are.
You just in a constant battle with yourself. And you got to dig yourself out. You're still there. It just may be a small little pee in the corner, you know, or whatever the case may be. But never, never think that you are not enough.
Because you are.
Because you are more than enough.
And always will be enough. Especially when you got little ones depending on you. I don't care what it is. You get out that bed every day with your head held high.
And you stand tall like a statue.
You are beautiful. You are courageous. And you are strong.
What they say, you are kind, you are smart, and you is important. That's real.
That is very real. Especially in the black community.
If you feel like, even if you yourself feel like you are not important or you are not enough, your kids going to still say, mommy, I love you.
Yep.
Your kids gonna still make you feel like, oh, my mom is the bomb.com. And when your kids say that, no matter how you feel, you better walk in your right.
Yep. Well, that's all we got for you guys today. I'm definitely gonna have to have a one-on-one podcast with Miss Gigi, or have her do a podcast of her own on the Milestone Moms here, on domestic violence and how she overcame it. Even though she kind of told us in this podcast a little bit, but more in depth, I will have to say. First, I'm going to leave this here. I want to thank you guys for listening. I use Anchor. So far, I like it. And we are also on Spotify, and we're just waiting on Apple. And the other podcast. but I want to thank you guys for listening. Please let me know what else would you like for us to talk about. All right, peace.